That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's really easy. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if your plan for Friday, September 20th at 3 a.m. is to storm Area 51 to find the truth about aliens because they, quote unquote, can't stop all of us, that's all I need to know about you.
That's a horrible idea.
That's
probably the worst idea.
Yep. There's a Facebook page, and 200,000 people in the last, like, 24, 48 hours have committed to going to this, where they will storm Area 51, where they will, and I quote, see them aliens. Like, they're going to go to Nevada, which I'm pretty sure out of these 200,000, most of them will probably not show up, but
right.
We'll see.
Right.
Like, if you want to see aliens, just go outside at night when they come and abduct you.
Right.
Don't go to Nevada. Just sit outside on your lawn chair, probably in Arkansas or Kansas, where I believe that's where they abduct the most amount of people.
Right, right.
And just have them come get you.
Exactly.
If you go to Area 51, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get pepper sprayed by the police. That's what's going to happen.
And that's the very least that they'll do.
Right.
Because you're trespassing on a military base.
Right. That's all I need to know
about
you.
Bad idea.
That's a real thing happening. Let's see.
No.
Friday, September 20th. I need to put that in my phone so I can remember to check the next morning to see what happened.
Right. Mass arrests.
Right. Like, we'll know.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're the person in Bristol that is going around vandalizing cars with condiments.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Did you see the pictures?
I did.
Oh, this is so aggravating. Go ahead.
Okay. So there are multiple different condiments being used.
Mm-hmm.
Salad dressing.
Yep.
Mustard.
Uh-huh.
Ketchup.
Yep.
And now relish.
Oh,
this is just a new development.
This is like they went to Wendy's and went to the condiment bar and just stocked up. And these they're saying they're teenagers.
Right.
These teenagers are just spraying all these condiments on the handles of cars, right? So you can't get into the car because you got to touch all this stuff. It's disgusting and annoying.
Why are you doing this? Just put it on a hot dog or a hamburger like a normal person and just
eat it.
Don't put it
just
on cars.
It. I hope they find these kids and I hope they make them lick it off the handle of the car.
So perfect.
Right?
It's a perfect way to put justice to these kids.
That's like a mom thing.
Right.
Like, oh, you think that's funny?
Yeah.
You lick that ketchup right off the handle of that car.
I regret my choices.
Yeah. All right. You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What is the most annoying thing your significant other does? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. Raven on vacation. So this comes up, producer Christian, because last night at my house, once again, there was an issue.
Oh, boy.
And instead of explaining it to you, I will play the interaction I had with my husband when he got home from work.
All right.
What's wrong? Why are you mad now?
You did it again.
What?
You opened the microwave before it beeped.
So?
So now the timer's still blinking. It's been a timer blinking all day. How am I supposed to look over at the microwave and know what time it is?
You can hit clear.
You should do it first.
This is the biggest problem in the Zap household.
He gets so mad. So if you don't understand what he's saying, it's like, you know when you go in the microwave and it's got like 3 seconds left and you just hit the open button and you're like, okay, it's fine.
Right.
But then it just blinks 3 seconds and you don't hit clear.
Exactly.
I never hit clear. I never do it. And it makes him lose his mind. And then it's like, out of principle, he won't hit clear.
Right. He's like, well, I'm not going to do it. She's
Why
the one who
I
left it.
Why should I have to do it? You left it like that. Why can't you do it?
Exactly.
And the fact that it makes him so crazy is the reason why I do it. Because once I realized, once I realized that this made him so crazy, I was like, well, now I have to do it forever.
Right.
Because why wouldn't I do that?
It's always a great feeling, too, when you get to the microwave just before it hits zero. Like, you're like, I saved the food.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a weird little thing. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's just whenever you see something counting down and you get it before the timer, it's such a good feeling. It's like, I did it.
It's my goal to, like, get it to 1 second. So it's just flashing 1 second all day long.
He's just like, Anna, why?
He's like, why? Why can't you hit clear? Because, you want to know why, Paul, I can't hit clear? Because I've told you 7,496 times that I think it is completely unnecessary, irrational, and embarrassing that you reverse into every parking spot that we go into, no matter where we are. And I have discussed this at length on the air because I do not understand his obsession with reversing into parking spots.
Yes. Michelle does this exact same. My girlfriend Michelle does this exact same thing. I don't get it.
I mean, why are we going to make everybody here in this parking lot wait for us to reverse into this spot? My favorite is when we reverse into the spot, and I know that there's things in the trunk that we need, right? But I don't say a word. I wait until we make everybody wait.
Yep.
And we reverse tightly into that spot, so close to the concrete wall behind us that there is no way that we could get back there.
Yep.
And then be like, how are we going to get the stroller out?
And he just dies inside.
Right.
It's just...
But it doesn't matter. No matter how many times I tell him, he will always reverse into a spot. What's the most annoying thing that your girlfriend Michelle does?
The most annoying thing that she does is whenever she's on her phone, either on Instagram or Facebook, she does this great thing where she suddenly can't hear a word that I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't understand it. She'll be watching a video on Facebook or just on Instagram, like looking at hair and nail stuff. And all of a sudden I'm like, Michelle. And it's just nothing. Right. Absolutely nothing. I don't know if she's choosing to ignore me, which could absolutely be the case.
No, I think it just sucks you in. But, you know, but it's certainly something that we should be more conscious of, you know?
It's unbelievable. It's like every single... I'll be right next to her, literally, as close as we are.
Yep.
Michelle, hey, hun, babe, what are we doing?
Those YouTubers are very intriguing.
You know, those Facebook videos, they suck you in, man.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. What is the most annoying thing your significant other does? I think we struck a nerve on Facebook with this. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So our question this morning, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999, is what is the most annoying thing your significant other does? Which seems like such a general question,
right?
You know?
It's something that, you know, you love your significant other, but they kind of annoy you sometimes.
Right, this all came up because my husband, he lost his mind again last night because whenever I clear off the microwave, I always leave it with like 1 or 2 seconds on the clock.
Right.
And then it flashes the 1 or 2 seconds and I never clear it off to back to the time. And he, I know that it drives him crazy. And between me and you, I do it on purpose now just because I like to watch his reaction out of the corner of my eye like, when he gets home.
He just loses his mind every time.
Right. But it's because he continuously backs into parking spots. I told you, even though I told him that it's unreasonable, there's no reason to do that.
Very true.
But look at some of these messages on Facebook. Sue says her significant other doesn't cut anything evenly. Cakes, pies, cheesecakes, watermelons, just cuts chunks.
Just stabs it like an animal.
Right?
Like a serial killer.
I can see how that could be awesome. Ingrid said he's always cleaning his car even when it's clean. Oh, yeah. I can see that being kind of annoying.
Well, it's a nice ride.
Yeah. Kimberly says sets 10 alarms for work and then snoozes through all of them and still can't get up on time.
I do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Justina says he passes gas. I swear, it bothers me. Well,
That happens.
Yeah.
Get used to it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a big one. Brandy says he takes days to tell a story. Let's get to the point. Yeah, my husband does that too sometimes.
Well, we've been trained.
We've been trained that we need to tell what we need to talk about in 13 seconds or less. It's true. We have been trained as radio professionals. Like, if you can't get to the point in 4 seconds, don't tell that story.
Right, right. Lead with the hook.
Exactly. So I can understand how that can be annoying. Oh, man. Joshua said, turns the heat down even when it's freezing out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite comment was from Jim. Oh, just men aren't touching this one.
Right.
Men aren't touching this one. He just with the guy from Seinfeld just eating popcorn like, yeah, that's probably a smart idea to sit this one out.
Lori wrote, will lick 4 fingers on 1 right hand during the course of his meal if any part of his meal is on it. Oh.
No.
Yeah, no. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's the most annoying thing your significant other does?
Hi, I'm calling actually for my husband.
Okay.
Because the most annoying thing that I do is the light switches on the wall, I'll purposely, you know, I'll shut off the light and they won't all be facing like, up or down and they have to be the same way because he has OCD. He'll make me walk all the way up the stairs just to shut the light off just so they're facing all the same way. Same thing with labels in the cabinet. Like if I face it label in and I think he likes some label out, it drives him crazy.
But I think it would drive me crazy that he would be so OCD about that.
It does drive me crazy because I refuse to walk all the way upstairs, shut the light off at 10 o'clock at night. No.
Right. You know what's another thing I do? He can insist that he turned on the alarm 100 times and we'll be in bed. And I'll be like, can you just go check one more time?
Oh, yeah. Lock the back door.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. If you want to chime in too, call us at 1-800-330-9999. What's the most annoying thing your significant other does? For about the 700th time, my husband and I have gotten into a disagreement. More it's me just purposely trying to annoy him last night. Star 89.9 at Santa and Raven. I always leave 1 second blinking on the microwave because I know it drives him crazy because he comes home and he just stares at it and he won't hear clear off, like, out of purpose. Like, you know, he does it because he feels like it's my job to clear off the microwave. But I do it because he reverses into all the parking spots, even though I think it's ridiculous and a waste of time. So our question we have for you this morning, Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven, is what is the annoying thing that your spouse does that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
He uses the bathroom in the dark, Anna.
In the dark?
In the dark. You go into the bathroom thinking that it's empty, and boom, you have a surprise. He's sitting there.
I'm not going to lie, I do this sometimes. I don't know why I don't turn on the light, but I go in there too, and I just, like, I leave the door open and I leave the light off. I don't know why.
He goes, I know where everything is. I'm like, that's great, but I'd like to know that you were in here.
At least he makes it into the toilet, right?
There you go. Just happy for that. Yeah, trust me, because he has another annoying habit too, where he just pulls up to any tree or behind anybody's car.
And goes to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's an issue. Yeah, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Santa and Raven, what's the obnoxious thing that your significant other does to annoy you?
So my spouse is constantly late. No one else in his family, not myself, no one else is late except for him. When we first started dating years ago, actually, we were at his sister's wedding. And they, even though we had just started dating, they had put me in charge to make sure he wasn't late for his sister's wedding.
Wow. You know, I have a friend that her husband is like this. It is like nothing I'd ever seen before. We could be in the parking lot in our cars waiting for him, and he'll just all of a sudden decide that's the time that he's going to take a shower. It's incredible.
It really is. He comes home from work totally fine, chillaxes, whatever, and he'll have something to do 2-3 hours later, yet he's late and he's been doing nothing except for relaxing.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the most annoying thing your significant other does?
He whistles all day long.
He whistles? Aw, that's kind of cute.
No, he's not. I had a co-worker just call me and say that he does it just to annoy her because he said, I swear I whistle all the time.
But like songs, or is he just whistling for the sake of whistling?
No, just like...
Like that? Look.
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
Like that.
It's more obnoxious. All right, got it. Producer like Christian, you whistle like a weirdo. What are you doing with your teeth?
Definitely weird.
I whistle through my teeth.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take more of your calls. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What's the most obnoxious thing that your loving spouse does? We love our significant others. They're the best, but... let's be honest. They all have those little quirks that drive us crazy. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, Star 99.9. I want to know, what is the one annoying thing that your significant other does that drives you crazy? Hey, Anna and Raven.
So if we're away on vacation, like say it's an hour and a half from the place where we're staying, we could be leaving literally at midnight, like looking to get home at 1:30. And he's got to be in the parking lot, setting up his headphone keys, all the different GPS apps on his phone to get us home. So it could take like literally 10 minutes to leave when all you want to do is just get home, get in the shower, and go to bed.
Well, he's got
to
check Waze, Google Maps, then he has to check the regular navigation
check all
of the
those
car.
Apps.
Yep.
But then he's got to secure his earpiece, and then he's got to turn on the GPS navigation in the car just in case.
Got to have backup. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that obnoxious thing your significant other does?
Okay, this may top everybody, but he leaves toothpicks and Q-tips around the house after cleaning his ears and teeth with.
Oh, gosh. Ew.
Isn't that disgusting?
Like, why doesn't he put them in the garbage can? My family leaves socks everywhere. Socks. They take off their socks. And not just the kids. And my husband, he'll take off the socks and leave them on the couch, on the stairs. Like, I don't understand why you don't just pick up that nasty stuff and put it away.
Exactly. Because we're there. They know we're going to do it.
Right. You're 100% right, because those socks end up in the hamper at the end of the night. I can't live with myself knowing it's on the couch.
Exactly. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Anna and Raven, what's the annoying thing your significant other does?
Well, when I don't feel like cooking, I tell him we have plenty of leftovers in the refrigerator. And he says, okay, just make sure you heat them up really good so you will kill the bacteria from the refrigerator. God forbid, 2 days later, he gets a stomachache. It's because of the food that I didn't cook enough.
I see. Are you trying to kill him? Just be honest. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the most annoying thing your significant other does?
I have an hour commute home every day, and my husband will call me and ask me, what are you doing?
See, my husband always calls me, too, like when he's driving home from work. And am I a bad wife? Because I get annoyed. Like, I don't want to talk to you while you're driving home. I want to, like, take care of the kids, make dinner, and do other things.
Yeah, well, he wants to know what's for dinner.
Well, let's be honest. That's the real reason why he's calling.
Yeah, really.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. The obnoxious thing that your significant other does. You love them, but man, this drives you crazy. Give us a call now. Accidents are certainly not fun, and a lot of times they're nothing to laugh about. But if you fall into a 20,000-pound tank of chocolate,
Ooh.
Is it really that bad?
Really?
Yep, that happened in Long Island yesterday. Star 99.9. Stand on Raven. Raven's away.
Is there a Willy Wonka factory going around?
I mean, immediately what I thought. I was like, wait a minute. Are there Oompa Loompas right. in Long Island and nobody told us?
Augustus Gloop, where you at?
Right. Okay, so Simply Natural Foods on Long Island is a place. I assume it's just like the chocolate factory. And a 37-year-old man fell into a 20,000-pound tank of chocolate as he tried to add ingredients. He was taken to a hospital, but he's completely fine and was released. So that's the good news. Now, I was wondering, I'm like, if you could fall into a vat of something,
Ooh.
Be completely fine, would you rather fall into a vat of sangria or the chocolate?
Chocolate, 100%.
Oh, I would
not
be
even
sangria.
A question. Oh, not
With
even
the
a
fruit
question.
Around, it's so refreshing. You just take a gulp every once in a while. It's like you're floating in Mexico.
Just doing the backstroke right. and eventually just...
Right, exactly. Would you like an orange? Let me get you it could be red sangria or white sangria. Does that change anything?
No, but I will ask, can I change the chocolate? Because dark chocolate is healthy for you.
Well, it's true. I bet you it's good for your skin. They've got those dark chocolate peels, those facials.
Look at that. You're doing two in one. You're, you know, helping fight cancer and
I feel like
you're
it's
getting
easier.
Some nice skin.
It's easier to swim in sangria. Like, if those are my options, right?
I mean, there's some hard choices that we have here.
Would you choose to fall into a vat of marshmallows or the chocolate? Because the marshmallows are kind of like pillows and you can take a nap and it's almost like being in a ball pit, but better.
True, but... Counterpoint, the problem with marshmallows is eventually they get sticky and then you're just going to be stuck there. Whereas chocolate, you can kind of swim your way out.
Yeah, but so, you would have to be sweaty. I guess you're into sweaty. If you're sweaty, then they're going to stick to you and get a little bit annoying. You become like a big sticky ball. And then it's like quicksand.
Exactly.
Then you start sinking. And I feel like if you start sinking in like warm marshmallows, that ain't good.
You just turn into the Stay Puffed Man.
Yeah.
I'll take falling into a vat of chocolate, though. I think that would be, do you think he even filed for workers' comp, or he's just like, yeah, it happens. I kind of, you knew this was going to happen one day.
I don't know.
Eventually, they just have a little board of, like, days that people did not fall into chocolate vat, and they have to reset it now to zero.
Oh, they had just hit 2,000 days of nobody falling into the vat.
Terry, why did you fall in?
Terry, all
Come
right.
on.
Somebody get me the eraser and the dry board markers back to zero.
We have chocolate in the cafeteria.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Craig and Sarah joining us together this morning. Sarah, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my husband and I have been looking for a new place, a new home for us. And we said our budget was, $350. But we found this really great place for $400. It's literally the dream house, I'd say. And he is just so stuck on the fact that we made this budget for nothing over $350 that he won't even consider the place for $400,000.
Did you already put an offer in at least, you know, at $350 to see if they would make any wiggle room?
There is no wiggle room on it.
Okay. Craig, what's your issue with all this?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, we drafted a budget of $350,000, and now she's just completely abandoning that to go for this house that she wants, but they won't budge under $400,000. So I don't see how we can make that work. I'm not putting on the stress of changing our mortgage or anything like that. It's just it's too much hassle, and we don't have the funds to cover it.
Were you pre-approved for $350 or more?
We were actually approved for more than $350, but that's besides the point. The point is I don't want to live, you know, and work extra harder just or whatever we have to do to scrounge and save just to get this house.
But we could totally afford it.
I don't know what to tell you when you got the radio involved here. Okay, look,
we could definitely afford this. It's not something that would put us at a loss every month. It's not like we would be eating ramen noodles like we're in college. This is something that we could actually do, and in the long run would end up making money off of if we ever decide to sell this dream house. This is the one time you should have a little bit of wiggle room.
Honey, like, what happens if we get this house and there's all these problems we didn't foresee and now we have to budget for that? What happens then?
Listen, we were pre-approved for more, and we do have the other savings account that we just don't want to touch, and God forbid, that would be our emergency savings to, you know, fix something up if need be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's really think about this and just wait for your emotions to wane a little bit and see if we're making rational decisions.
I have thought about this, and I think that you're just being too much of a saver right now.
I think this happens pretty often. People, they see both your sides. At the end of the day, an extra $50,000 in a mortgage is probably just a couple hundred extra dollars, to be honest. And is that worth it to get your dream house? Sarah says yes, and Craig says no. Like, this is already a stretch, and you don't want to be house poor either. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say if we ask them?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that it's going to go in my direction, so yeah.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. The Honda of Westport Couples Court. I think so many people go through this. I know I did. They're buying a house, and it's a big deal, you know, Sarah and Craig, but they have a set budget of $350,000. They found this house. The owner's not going to budge. $400,000. She says, let's just go for it. It's $50,000. We're approved for that much. It's not like we can't get the mortgage for it. He says, no, we set a price for a reason. We said we weren't going to pay over this amount. What do you think? Do they go for it or no? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side. You can't buy more house than you can afford. It's just going to make their lives miserable down the line.
Yeah, I get that. But it's like, I feel like when, and this is why me and my husband argue, is like when you're dealing with $50,000 over a 30-year mortgage at a low interest rate, it's really not that much more a month. But if you start using that rationale, I see where you're coming from. You can do that all day long and end up overspending anyway.
Yeah, they'll nickel and dime themselves to death to the point where, like, they can't afford, you know, to go to the movies or whatever.
Right. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Your house is your single biggest investment, and $50,000 in a mortgage like you're setting in is not a big deal. All they can do is pay an extra mortgage payment a year, and you'll bring down your payments substantially. You'll be done paying quicker. They should go for it. They sound young. They should take advantage of the fact they're pre-approved. He's crazy not to go for it.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. They set a budget. $350,000. That's how much they wanted to spend on a house. Here's the thing, though. They were approved for more, but that was the budget. But now she's fallen in love with a house that's $400,000. The owner's not going to budge. She says, let's just go for it. We love it. It's everything we want. He says, no, we set a budget for a reason. What do you do? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. And on Raven, Raven's out on vacation. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I think it's funny, the banks pre-approve. My husband and I were pre-approved for like way more than we wanted to spend. And I'm very lucky that we didn't budge. We kept to our budget, and we're very happy where we are now. I think that if she's got to consider, if he's unhappy and he's nervous about it, they're not going to have a happy life in that house if they get it. So they both have to be comfortable.
All right, fair enough. Thank you for the call. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. Well, because I think that, because I had like the same situation, I'm in my dream house and it's worth the couple extra, you know, like the $20,000, $30,000 more. And because you will not regret it in the end, because all you're going to be thinking about is that you want that dream house and then you're in a house that you hate. If you don't go get it.
Yeah, that's the thing I need to tell them, too, is like the worst part is when you see a house that you fall in love with that's out of your price range, because every house you see after that, you're just going to compare to that house, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. My first house in Monroe that we bought, I hated it, lived there for 2 years, got rid of it, and now I'm in my dream house. It's totally worth every penny.
Hi, Michael. Whose side are you on this morning?
I am definitely on the husband's side. My wife and I kind of went through the same thing 8-10 years ago. We bought this wonderful house. Everything was, you know, really happy. You know, we're really excited about it. About 4 years into it, all of a sudden she's lost her job and now we can't afford the mortgage.
Oh, that's awful.
I'll tell you the honest truth. I lost about $325,000 on that whole transaction.
Oh, that stinks, man. I wish you the best of luck. Krista, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side all the way. Like, you make a budget, you stick to it. I'm pretty sure she'll find something in their price range that she absolutely loves.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
I gotta tell you, Sarah, even though in my heart I agreed with you and I tried to fight for you, the votes ended up going for Craig this morning. You set a budget, you gotta stick to it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Wow. All right, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm a bit surprised. So. That's great, honey. You hear that? You hear that? So
I do. Well, I hear it. I guess so. I'll just give up the dream house.
And don't look at houses that are outside your price range if this is the decision that you're going with, because it's going to kill you. You're never going to be able to get that. Either way, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email, couplescore@star999.com. Some people say that grocery shopping is annoying. I actually enjoy it for
really?
The most part. Yeah.
Huh.
I like going grocery shopping. Do you?
Not particularly.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's my chance to shine and try new things. I don't know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And Trader Joe's is actually considered one of the most respected grocery store chains and one of the best to work for, just labeled this past year.
Nice.
And they've come out with the most 8 annoying things that they wish shoppers would stop doing.
Oh, boy.
And I'm looking over this list, and there's definitely 2 that I do and 1 that my husband does that drives me crazy. And it's kind of eye-opening to read over them. Let's go through them, and you tell me if you do them or not.
Oh, definitely.
Abusing the store's sampling policy. Now, I didn't know this, but at Trader Joe's, you can request that they open up, like, if they have, like, new crackers or something like that, and they will give you a sample so you can try it. You can request that as long as it's not something that has to be cooked.
Really?
I didn't know that. But whenever they have those sampling things, I definitely...
Oh, like, yes, I'm guilty of this for sure.
Yeah.
I'll come back with, like, a fake mustache and, like, oh, you've never seen me before.
Oh, like when my crazy family goes to Costco and we take turns going one by one and collecting samples for all of us. Like, so my daughter will go and get 3, my husband will go and get 3, and then I will go and get 3.
And then you're the corner just...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I guess it's embarrassing. I guess they're right.
Yeah.
Acting impatient when it comes to finding products. I'm not like that,
think. No, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm always impatient in general because I just want to go home and go to bed. But, you know, I'm not going to take it out on everybody else.
Yeah, I guess their major concern with that is when people go and they ask a crew member, saying, hey, can you find me this? And then when the crew member is gone for more than 13 seconds, they ask another crew member to do the exact same thing.
Then you have the entire store looking for your bag of potato chips.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I can see why that would be annoying. Leaving frozen items all over the store. This is my pet peeve.
Yes.
When you see something out of place at a grocery store, I don't know why it irks me. But, like, if you see, like, a thing of blueberries at the register when somebody didn't decide to buy it last minute because they found out they're $7.99 and blueberries should never be $7.99.
Right.
I'm like, where is your home?
You need to go home.
You don't belong here. You're going to go bad. Oh, and then I read about this guy who would purposely take the frozen chicken and they would leave it behind water bottles. Why would you do that?
That guy's a jerk.
That guy does not belong in a grocery store ever. If you could get banned from a grocery store, that should be the guy that gets
absolutely.
Banned.
Absolutely.
The next thing that Trader Joe says it's one of the most 8 annoying things that they wish shoppers would stop doing. They don't treat the crew as people. They're rude to them. And I don't understand who would do that. If you do that, you've got bigger problems.
You may need to go see someone or talk to someone. Like, just kind of check yourself at the door.
We're nice people.
Relax.
Leaving trash around the store, like the sample cups on the shelves. Yeah, that's annoying.
That's just stupid.
There's
Come on.
There's garbages. Just find them. Throw them away.
Lazy.
Yeah, but here's one that my husband does that drives me crazy.
Okay.
Snarky comments. Now, without fail, if they scan something and it doesn't scan, must be free. It's not free.
The 4% at the register is like, ha.
Yeah, never heard that one before, sir.
Yep. If I had a nickel, if they weren't paying so well, if they didn't take care of my benefits so well, I'd jump across the counter.
Right? Nope, they're not giving away Pop-Tarts today, honey. Can you believe it? It's crazy. Also, being weird about bagging. I'm super weird about bagging.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have to go up a lot of stairs to get into my house.
Right.
So I always tell them to put as much in the bag as possible. And then they don't want to push it. So I just start adding more things into the bag.
They're like, whoa, slow down. You can't do this. The structure, it'll come apart.
And they say another annoying thing that shoppers do at Trader Joe's is crumpling and tossing receipts at the register. Just put it in your pocket and get outside and throw it away like the rest of us.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. So if you do any of these things, well, stop it.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Jason, can you please ask producer Christian to leave the room?
Mr. Christian, will you please leave the room?
All right. Good luck, Jason.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Christian is heading out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We are in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It was a tie. It does go to Christian. But if you could beat him, I give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. If you beat him, though, it doesn't go against Raven's record because Raven's on vacation, which is only fair. Cool?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Number one, Kim Kardashian facing backlash for naming her shapewear kimono. What's the name of her new baby?
North.
Okay. Prime Day is next week. What grocery store is associated with Amazon?
A Whole Foods.
Number three, Friends is leaving Netflix next year and moving to HBO Max. What actor played Chandler Bing?
Swimmer.
Number four, Beyonce dropped a new single called Spirit for the Lion King soundtrack. What was Beyonce's maiden last name?
I don't know.
And number five, Mariah Carey says she's only been with five guys, if you know what I mean. Who was her first husband?
Tony Mottola.
Okay. All right, Jason, let me bring Christian in. Come in, Christian.
All right. How do you do?
Jason got 2 out of 5.
All right, Jason, checks in the mail.
All right. Number one, Kim Kardashian facing backlash for naming her shapewear kimono. What's the name of her new baby?
Ooh, it's something strange. Psalm?
Psalm is correct.
Yes.
Jason's still leading you 2-1. Number two, Prime Day is next week. What grocery store is associated with Amazon?
Oh, Whole Foods.
You guys are tied at 2. Number three, Friends is leaving Netflix next year and moving to HBO Max. What actor played Chandler Bing?
Oh, Matthew Perry.
That's right. Yes. Jason, he's beat you. Number four, Beyonce dropped a new single called Spirit for the Lion King soundtrack. What was Beyonce's maiden last name?
Ooh, it's not Carter because that's her married name. Knowles?
Knowles is correct.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And here's the last question, Christian. Number five, Mariah Carey says she's only been with five guys. Mm-hmm. Who was her first husband?
I have no idea. Was she married to Eminem? I'm going to go with Eminem. I have no idea. Who was her first husband? I have no idea.
Did you say Eminem?
Were they married? I know they were dating at one point.
No, Tommy Mottola. He discovered her. He discovered her.
I don't know who that is.
All right. You don't know who Tommy Mottola is?
I have no idea who
Go write me a book report on who Tommy Mottola is right now. I want a 60-second book report when we come back, and I want you to tell me who Tommy Mottola is, okay?
Fine.
That's one of the two I got right.
Right. That, yeah. You were ready for that one, Jason. But he still ended up beating you 4-2 this morning.
This is Jason from Stamford, Connecticut, and I cannot be perfect.
Well, thank you for trying, Jason. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Listen, today, 5:30, the cheat sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. And another chance to beat Christian coming up right here on Star 99.9 tomorrow morning.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Tell me something good, powered by Walnut Hill Community Church. Oh, man, whatever you want to give us, that special story or that birthday celebration, this is where it goes. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good, and we'll be happy to share it with everyone that we can, including the story of 95-year-old local woman Lori Alder. She celebrated her 95th birthday. Now, where does she celebrate it? Well, at Lake Compounds, and she went on the carousel. Here she is.
Brings back memories when I was in high school, which was a long time ago.
Right, but another thing that she mentioned a little bit later on in the interview is that her sweetheart in high school used to be the carousel operator. How cute is that? I'm thinking about it, like when I turn 95 years old, spending it on a that carousel goes fast at Lake Compounds. Like, I'd probably be a little bit dizzy on it now. I can only imagine when I'm 95. So happy birthday to Lori. And also, from a 95th birthday to a first birthday, my little niece goddaughter Cece turns 1 year old today, and I just want to say happy birthday to her because she has brought me so much joy this last year, and Zia loves you very much. So if you're celebrating a birthday or you are celebrating a new job or something fantastic has happened in your life, you could always call us 1-800-330-9999 and tell us something good.